Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
In my relationship, I don't like nothing, but I like only positivity.
Mm.
I don't even want to hear a complaint. I don't even want to hear that you have to go to the bathroom. I don't like complaints. I don't like that. I don't like a mood. I don't like a bad day. I don't like anything other than toxic positivity.
I only totally
want toxic
agree.
Positivity in my
and
house.
And you know our husbands just find that so annoying about us.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Y'all, if you were listening to our merch,
if you're watching us on YouTube, you know that we started this without push and go.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to let you know that we are now released. We have a new podcast on Mondays. It's Parenting Teens Unfiltered. And we have experts on there. And we talk from a perspective. And I was thinking the common parent members should be able to ask questions prior to the mm-hmm. interview that mm-hmm. we can ask the expert for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So they get their questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pull a few and then ask them to answer ahead of time.
Ahead of time, we'll have to announce who's coming on and what their expertise is.
Yeah. And then they can go in and get the answers questions. So those common parents in that community get a really great bonus. And plus they get a PDF of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
What to say, what the interview was about if you don't have time to listen to
everyone. I loved her steps. She had five steps about where you start to where you finish. I think I know the first one is sitting down talking about it, but those are, she's like, I do these four steps. Anyways, she went through it all and there's lots of really good take homes from that podcast. But guys, this is a Tuesday Chit Chat with Kat and Nat, and just want to let you know that the tour that is coming up, and we're doing in May in Boston, Rochester, and Buffalo, is really coming together, and it is a totally new show. Everything is different, except for we will be there, and it will be fun, but
dude,
it's not going to look the same. It's not going to sound the same. It's not going to be the same people.
We have to tell. We have to tell that person.
Yeah, I just so much. You know, we knew that it was a new tour. We wanted to be different.
Yeah,
but we really took a turn.
In such a good way.
I know. It feels so fresh and exciting and new.
Like, and it's going to be, I was like, it feels like a concert.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's just so much that's going to happen within those like 2 hours that you're in the theater that you will be fully, fully entertained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this a what is this?
Tuesday.
I was going to say, so I realize, never mind. I was thinking of something. I was thinking that I'm beginning to realize my issues.
Oh.
Through all of our interviews with the common parent. I'm beginning to realize them because I don't like conflict in my house. Mm-hmm. I don't like the feeling of people upset or mad. Mm-hmm. So I often go and just fix it so there's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather just fix everything. It's not a big deal. I have to... Thank you for coming to my therapy. I'm so glad we can do therapy together on my couch with my best friend. Yeah. It's Best Friend Therapy. That's a great podcast name.
Yes. And just so you know, Oprah told us that she's never had therapy because she has Gail.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, why am I not okay with, why does conflict bother me so much? You have it too. Mm. We both, what? Mm-hmm. Why? Help me.
I don't like the feeling.
I know, but I know. Why do we don't like when people in our life, in our, like, we don't like our kids having to deal with conflict. We don't like seeing, we don't care if they fight, but we don't like the feeling that we would rather lie, bury, and steal than make the conflict come to head.
Yeah. I'd rather just be like, you know what? Let's forget all about it and let's just be happy. And so many people have such a problem with not dealing with your issues. And I totally get it. But I think, I know that,
like, where are the problems? A bit. That might be,
but okay. You know, like, people are like, you have to deal with your issues. You have to handle the conflict. You have to do all of these things.
Uh-huh.
But isn't there also something to be said about everybody does it different and our way can be okay too?
As long as we're teaching our kids that conflict's okay. Like, we kind of like make it feel like conflict's not okay.
Like what? For them.
I mean, we just got off a whole thing with chores and stuff, and I am like, it's not a big deal. Like, it's like, I don't want them to be held accountable or responsible for the consequences that they school don't give a fuck, which is crazy because you think that's where I'd go like buck wild. But in the house, I want it to just be Disneyland, and I hate Disneyland. Sorry. I want it to be like an all-inclusive vacation where no one's there, and it's just so fun. You can run wild in the house, but everyone's well-behaved because you can't go off the property because that would be dangerous, but you just get to go in and play and drink and eat and go to the beach and be warm and hot.
This can be very naive, guys, but I mean, both of our houses are really
kind of like that.
Really nice places to be.
I know, for now.
I mean, aren't we almost done? For now, I mean, I feel like this is going to, you know, like...
Well, you never... Here's the problem with parenting. Mm-hmm. You never know how bad you fucked up till it's too late. I'm just saying.
You know what I was thinking recently? I was thinking, actually this morning, I went into TJ's bed. And we were cuddling, whatever. Yes. And it's so funny. Last night, he goes to me, "Hey, Mom, I've got a great idea. Why don't I skip tutor and we can cuddle?" I'm like, you're hilarious.
Both of our kids.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be outside when you can be have a bath and lie in bed and cuddle? Why would you want to?
I'm with you.
Because it was so sunny. And I'm like, I'm feeling bad about this. I'm like, feel like she was sick. But she's like, why would you want to go outside when you can have a bath and get cozy?
I was cuddling him and loving him. And I was thinking to myself while he was, because his eyes were still closed, that he must be like, he must know. You know, there's children that will grow up feeling like nobody really loved them.
Oh,
I know. It's true.
That's
right?
Where we're going. Okay.
He will. And the rest of them, all of ours, will always know that we had so much love to give them. They must feel the love.
I love
because
this
we have it's been there. Like, we have been there for them so much that in a really nice, fun way. Like, we like them, too.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So I think that,
especially when they're fun.
I'm hoping, this is what I was telling myself.
Yeah.
That if they, I've heard that if children grow up with love,
Yes, they're fine.
That and they really feel like important in a family, and they feel love and they feel safe and all of that, which I know there's a lot of kids who don't grow up like that, but I'm sorry for your situation and I empathize with you, but I can only worry about my household right now. And they feel safe and all of that, that they're going to end up all right.
Okay.
I've heard it. So I like to believe those things. I had this friend and she asked her mom, you know, she saw these kids she heard about like the friends and stuff the kids were having a really hard time.
Yeah.
And she was like, although this doesn't always work, but I'm just going to pretend
You know what?
Just that if, you know, if their parents really loved them and they felt that love, then they wouldn't be like that. But then I'm thinking that about
love is tricky. I think you have to feel value and love within your house. Value, so you have to feel valued. Like you're not just there because some people feel valued only for like certain things rather than actually feeling like they're of value.
Very much in the house. And
love has nothing to do with value.
And I think that there's also like, I think that now in this world, like maybe the advice of just like love them and stuff was maybe okay back then, but now we have so many exterior things that are coming into our kids' world, and with mental health and fucking COVID and phones and all of this
social
stuff.
Media,
and like just access to like so many things. I think that the simplicity of just saying love them is fairy tale land. That being said,
tell me.
I've got to convince myself in the moment that that's all they need is just to know that they've received a lot of love from me and that I love them.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I don't know what else we're going to tell ourselves. I think things are going well so far as we've come. I don't know about tomorrow.
I know.
But so far, I think they're pretty reasonable people. And also,
I know, but the ones that are unreasonable are not that old yet.
I know, but we'll just keep doing it the way that we've done it.
Okay.
The other thing I was thinking is how freaking lucky you and I are that we have, because we're going away on vacation together soon. We haven't been away in a long time, but we have 7 kids.
Yeah.
And none of them right now, and they haven't, none of them are like, you know, when you have that weird cousin?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And they just are. Their siblings are totally normal.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just that weird one.
Yeah.
We don't have one of those in the 7 yet.
Trying to go through them all. Okay. No,
they're all just kind of regular.
Regular.
You know
average
what I mean?
Folk. They're average folk.
They're, you know, they're just like, there's not one that's like, oh, my God, being around them is.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's kind of lucky, but then I also think, is it luck or is it because of the way that we raise them?
That's a great question.
But then again, if you have 5 kids and then you got one weirdo, then it isn't the way you raise them necessarily. They were just born that way. But I'm going to give us credit for having these 7 kids right now today that are great because of us.
I like that. I think they're great people
mm-hmm.
for now.
Mm-hmm. I know. We can only say for now.
For now. Like I'm really, you know, you know, my standards are very low and
I'm not seeing any red flags.
That's what I mean. Like I'm not seeing jail time for any of them right now. Like I'm not concerned really about drug dealing with any of them. You?
Drug dealing? No.
No, no drug dealing.
Oh, we were talking about drug dealing.
Stealing?
Oh, we were saying that someone would be a really good drug dealer.
Yeah, no stealing?
No stealing. I feel like there is a part of stealing that is there's like kids that are stealers.
Yeah, like I'm thinking
like there is a part of teenage life that it's experimental that you steal. You try stealing.
I feel like they're past that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they would have stolen.
Oh.
Like I feel like stealing's like.
Because it's you steal makeup.
And you have tap now. So they're not even going to steal. They just tap something. They have our cards. They would just go tap it. Really? You know what I mean? Like I feel like stealing is now they put something in my Amazon cart that I didn't see, and then when I go and push go because I don't check my cart all the time, and I'm like, how did this end up here? And she's like, yes, you didn't check your cart.
I think the place that they might try stealing is my corner store, but what they don't know is I know the owner so well, and he said that he caught one of the kids stealing.
Yeah.
And so he told the mom.
I mean, my kids would be so afraid to steal. I can't even imagine them mm-hmm. trying to steal. I feel like they
did. You ever steal?
Nope.
Never.
I'm sure for my parents, just money.
Oh.
Like coins for a popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
$20 out of the wallet. But not, no, not like, no, I didn't steal. drug dealing. I'm just trying to think of what else would really be like oomph, like really terrible.
Because I also think, you know, when you have more of them, the chances are higher that, you know, something's going to happen to one of them. So that's really what I was thinking about with TJ this morning. You know, it's just like.
Those two aren't at the clear yet.
No,
because
but they're so.
I don't mean to scare you.
I like those little ones so much.
I know, but I will know.
Don't worry about that girl.
The thing is, I've talked to so many people who, you know, because my daughters go to a school that start young and go late. You know, like start young and go old. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of, you know, people in like grade nine now, mm-hmm. ninth grade, that are like, in such a sweet kid, 1 through 6. I don't know what happened. La, 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 la.
Well, what are they like now? How bad is it?
Real bad. Real bad. So I'm always like,
it'll be kind of fun if we have a rebel.
No, it
won't be fun. We'll do it together.
Let's take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Then it's yours. If you think it's fun.
No, I can't deal with that. You'll handle it better.
I do not want one. I don't want one. It is you.
I can't deal with that.
No, then don't say it's fun.
Okay. But it'd be funny.
You. No.
Nope. Not funny.
Nope. You know what?
They're going to do some things, right?
I'm fine with that. Do the things. Just don't get pregnant. Don't get arrested. Don't deal drugs.
What are we going to do when they do something big and they get caught?
I mean,
what could they possibly do? You're right.
Give me something.
Oh, we catch that they were drinking. So?
Give me something more.
What else would they do?
Don't get addicted.
I guess the only thing is that their normal experimentation of teenagehood is, I guess if they did something online though and they got caught with it, we would support them because I mean, we know they didn't.
I told you so. You're not supposed to ever say that, by the way. Fucking told you so. You know what? We'd pull up a PowerPoint presentation to the rest of them and say, do you see this? This is what could happen to you. Don't do this. We told him or her and they did it. Now look, rest of you learn your lesson. Then it's over.
You know what I don't want?
I would never do that,
by the way. I don't want to feel like I raised them to like move out. And guys, I know. And then they get older.
And they don't move out.
That could be one. And then they have issues and come back. And I know that happens all the time. Yeah. They're never been parenting.
No issues.
Like, I don't want them
after
to.
After 18, I don't think.
That's
talking.
What I'm saying. Stop talking to me. You're an adult. This is your life. You handle it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want
totally.
Them to like.
I don't care about your girlfriend that broke up with you. You know what? That's sad. Get over it.
Your wife divorced you? Yeah, you were kind of a dick. You weren't there. You didn't make enough money. No, just kidding. But like, you know, because they come back and they have problems.
You know,
but we're not accepting that.
Do you know what you're great? I was thinking the other day. I'm like,
no,
I actually, because at first I thought it could be a massive problem.
No, thanks for letting me know. Back when it was happening,
it still happens. It's
yeah. What is
and
it?
I've come to realize I was gonna text you the other day. I'm like, it's actually a skill. It's a really good skill, but I could see how it could annoy people, but not me.
Okay.
People like my children or people?
No, no. I think it's great. It's great. It's a great skill. I actually admire you for it. It's like you actually, there's no problem. There's never a problem. Even if there's a problem, it's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And you always figure it out, even if it's in the ninth hour. Like it's like you, it just, you, it's like, how do I put this?
How's that different than you?
Because I think about it nonstop and then I problem solve before I even get to the ninth. I problem solve in the first hour. You wait till like, if there's 10 hours, you wait to 9:59.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, then I'll just do this. And it's like, there's, and everyone else is like, oh, and then you're like, it's.
And then I commit, even though at the ninth hour, it might not be the best decision. I convince myself that was the right one.
Yeah. It's really quite remarkable. Like we've had problems. It's never a problem. And then it's, but then the problem's done and we fix the problem. But it's interesting that there's really never a problem in your head. Never. Like you could be alone with four kids and you haven't even thought about where someone has to go or how they're going to get there or what they're going to do. And then, then it works out.
Right.
It's like you don't even think about the follow through. There's no thinking of the follow through, but it works out, which is such, it's a talent. I was going to text you. I'm like, it's pretty fucking remarkable.
Because what could possibly happen where it doesn't work out?
I mean,
somebody gets left behind.
Or I think I would worry about how they were feeling, my kids. I'd be like, Kate, I wouldn't like want them to go home. And I don't know. It's my issue. I just don't like the thought of them not knowing what's happening. I also don't like the thought of them like not knowing where.
Right.
Where they would go.
Like when they're like, what's the plan? I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, but.
Yeah.
I need to know the plan.
Or like, you were like, you have to Uber. Like you're not.
Right.
You know, I don't want to. Well, you have no option, which I think builds more resilient kids. But there's no, even if everyone's like, no, it's not going to work. You're like, it's going to work. And then you're kind of there. So it has to work. And if it doesn't work, no one remembers it doesn't work because it's something else had to go the other way. But it is what I like am constantly like 1, 2, 3, 4. You're just like 1. And then it's 5. It's quite remarkable. It's kind of a, it's a, if you can, because if you're with someone who's like a 1 through 5er, it can be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? It can be like, you're like, no, it's fine.
Right,
and you're
right.
Like, no, it's not. Because the 1 through 5er can't help me in 1 through 5.
Right, yes.
Where I just let you do your, I just let you go to 5 and then I figure out our 1 through 4, but for my benefit, not because I don't trust you, just because I'm like, I'm not waiting till we get there. Like I'm already thinking about a certain situation and I've already got 1 through 5. Where I'm sleeping, what the bed looks like. You're like, I'm fine. We'll just get there and figure the fuck out. You're very, it's a talent. Because I think it doesn't stress. Like when you ruminate about, when you think about plans, it, what's the point?
Oh, it's just too much for me. I get overwhelmed if I think too much.
I know, but it's day of for you often. Like it's night of. I don't know how that kid's going to get home. And then someone walks in and saves the day.
And I feel like, I kind of feel like.
This number keeps calling me. Please hold.
There's always.
Hello? Hello? You're not, you're calling me, you stupid person. Sorry, go on.
I think I always kind of feel that somebody could help me. I could ask somebody.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that one.
You know what I mean? Like,
you just know that
I don't often ask the people for help, but like if I needed to, I would be okay with asking.
But just be aware you never have a problem.
Okay. I can't wait to tell you my next problem.
I mean, there's problems, but really very rarely, never situational problems. Like I could tell you exactly everything I need to do for a kid. And you're like, oh, it's a fucking no. We'll figure it out.
You know, one of the biggest problems that I had one time was when I couldn't find my passport and we were flying with the girls to New York.
Yep.
And this is just like something that I was like, that was such a shit show.
Yeah, but it was never a problem.
In a moment, in that moment, I had already worked through, in those seconds where I couldn't find the passport.
Yeah.
I had already worked through the, I'd already been like, well, hey.
I'll go tomorrow. You'll take the girls. I'll go tomorrow. Or I won't go. I'm like, I'm not taking them alone.
I did think there was a possibility that I just would never be able to go.
Yeah. No, I know, but it wasn't a problem.
No, I was just like, stay calm. And then it fucking appeared.
Yeah, I think
did I get into the same car as you?
Yeah.
That was.
I was just thinking though, like over the weekend, because you had four kids on your own, and there was a lot of minutiae, and it was, and you're like, I can't make it to the dance, and I'm like, wow, because for me it'd be like a problem. I couldn't make it to the dance, you know, expectations of my own self. It's like, wow, that is a you know, when you have friends, they teach you about yourself, about your problems when they don't have any. Like I can see what I my problem is.
And you know, the other thing about like the weekend too, is think about all the planning that went into trying to get everybody where they were, and it didn't work out anyways, even if you did all the planning.
Right. Was that what was
like
that?
How your husband missed the dance.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like things are going to happen if they're going to happen anyways. So
I just wonder how many people know their issues. Like how many people were you, if you could be like, what are you, if you're in a relationship right now, what are your issues? I know my issue. I know my issues really well as a parent. I really know my parental issues. I'm sure there's more that I'm not even aware of. Sleeping, massive one, like their beds. I'm having a panic attack about camp because I can't imagine him feeling tired.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like you don't want him to be tired.
Oh my God. I hate that feeling. I hate the feeling of being tired and cold. You feel strung out. I hate being tired.
And that's literally how so many teenagers and kids live.
I hate that feeling.
Like, you know, people have sleepovers and they stay up all night long.
Ew. I hate that.
But we did it.
No, I know.
And we survived it.
I know.
And they like it. And they'll do it again.
Oh, and I think about like warm food. I am fucking issue. Okay. So yeah, I think that is, I'm like, letting him go is like making my skin crawl.
I felt when our kids went to sleepover camp that one time, I did not like it. I wanted them to come back. I felt like they were, I didn't understand the parents who are like, can their kids can go away all summer. I couldn't wait for them to come home.
Yeah.
I was counting down the days and I didn't even know that one of them was crying.
And you know, a big thing for me is that he won't have a phone. Like, I like that. I'm excited for like a 1 month, like sayonara with the phone. Oh, she's dreaming. I'm excited for that. That would, that, oh. Chichi, no one's here. It's just me. It's my lisp. Come on.
Yeah, I don't like when any of them go. Come here. I don't like when any of them go away.
No, I don't like that feeling. So
I'm glad that I'm not going to be here for a lot of the time that Max isn't here, because if he wasn't here for a whole month that I was here, I wouldn't like that.
And that's a big issue for me.
And I was like, when I thought that Olivia was going to, after California, go to camp, I was like, no, I don't want her gone. I don't like it. I don't want them gone. I love that Chloe isn't considering.
No.
I'd hate for her to be gone.
Yeah, and even like, and I feel bad if they ever have to do something full day. Like if they have to go from 9 to 4,
yeah.
I feel very bad. I'm like, oh, that would be terrible. I would hate that. So I don't want them to do it. So I think that they should only do half days.
Oh yeah. Like, I don't know that outdoor education and how they have all weather recess.
Oh no, I don't.
I hate that.
She's gone like twice.
I could.
I rescue her on
I'm
that
with
one
her.
Too. No, I am.
I got TJ to pack an extra outfit because when I go and he's wet, I'm like, you poor baby.
I know.
Sitting there wet.
I know. I think that's so weird too. I have that. I have another in my relationship. Wait, I have a quick break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In my relationship, I don't like nothing, but I like only positivity.
I don't even want to hear a complaint. I don't even want to hear that you have to go to the bathroom. I don't like complaints. I don't like that. I don't like a mood. I don't like a bad day. I don't like anything other than toxic positivity.
I totally agree. You know, our husbands just find that so annoying about us. I remember when I heard about toxic positivity the first time, I immediately knew that I had it.
Yeah, because we felt a bit defensive.
Exactly. I was like, well, I was also thinking, now everyone's going to go on and be like, that's Natalie.
Yeah.
There it is. So see, it's a bad thing.
So there's no pessimism. Mm-mm. It's just all toxic positivity. I'm like, what's wrong with that? But I think.
And then I had a friend go, yeah, I have that. I do that. And I was like, oh, own it. Yeah.
Us own too. It. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
thank you for saying it first.
And I only want that in my relationship. That's not fair.
I know.
I punish you if you're not toxically positive.
I know. You know, people really have a problem with people who don't want to, like, you know, go there and talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and have a problem.
Yeah, and like talk about their problems.
Why is everything a problem? It's not a problem. Only if you think it is.
And also, even though we all... Didn't you say this one thing about like, everyone has their like trauma, whatever, but it's you and their issues, but you can choose to like let them be a part of your life or to release them and move forward. Not the bad ones, like not like sexual
think that
abuse.
I think that all you have in life is what you have today. Like if you want to go into different therapies, there's different therapy styles, right? And one is about who you are rather than what happened to you. So who are you now?
Right.
Let's not beat the shit out of what happened to you to make you who you are. Mm-hmm. Who are you now? Mm-hmm. Are you strong? You're resilient. Mm-hmm. You're like whatever happened to you happened, but that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you can't
not
change it.
Happening. Mm-mm. So who do you want to be today? Because what happened to you, yes, it impacts your personality, but if you don't like it, then be aware of it and you can be,
and you can work on that.
It doesn't have to be who you are. Yes. Listen, it's one style. It does not have to, that might
like
not
that
resonate
style.
With anyone, but you don't have to live. You don't have to live as your trauma. Like you don't have to.
No.
You don't, not everything has to come. Mm-mm. If you believe in that therapy style, not everything has, you don't have to sit there and talk about where you came from.
I feel like we learned a lot about that. Let's just go back to Oprah. She was very like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
She's like, I have so much of what is amazing about me is what happened to me.
Yes, you can flip the script, but you don't even really have to see it as something for trauma. You don't have to see it as something that ruined your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's whatever you want it
and
to be.
And so many people have these, so many amazing, successful people, and maybe like amazing, successful people who didn't like, what's it called when you like, you're born into it, like
yeah, like
not that, but the other one where you make it on your own. All of those people have a story.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody was just like. There's very rare people that make it on their own and didn't go through things to get there.
I guess you just have to stop and realize. I guess sometimes I don't like things when they're not my way.
Mm.
Like.
Okay, that's two lines. Yesterday she said something and this is really, I don't like it when things aren't my way. It's a great day.
To not be dead.
No, you said to be alive. I was like, what? Because it was sunny. It's a great day to, I thought she was going to say, go for a run, go for a bike ride. She's like, to be alive. Just quietly on the side, to be alive. I'm like, pardon?
I'm dying. Because
it's a great day to be alive, and
because
I don't like it when it doesn't go my way.
Because some days when it's gray, you're like, oh, really? Again, what's the point of this shit?
Yes.
And then I'm dying, I'm laughing so hard. But then when it's sunny out, you're like, actually, I'm glad I'm here. It's kind of like a check.
So glad it's a great day to be alive. Like, and then she was questioning if people like live in warm places ever feel that, or they just feel the same
you're just
all
like,
the time.
Wow, I am actually genuinely happy. Oh. I feel alive. I'm so happy I'm alive. Uh-huh. Like I actually was aware I was alive. Mm. It wasn't like I was like.
You were aware you were alive. That's nice.
I was aware I was alive.
Mm. Just driving in the car.
Yeah, I was. And then I thought the window was down.
Uh-huh.
The birds were chirping.
Yeah.
I thought.
We were making a turn at the time.
We were making a turn. You weren't even in the car. I was on the phone with you.
No, I was right beside you.
Going down Mount Pleasant?
Because we drove like a lot yesterday because I came with you in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then we went somewhere. Oh, we went to the theater.
Just a great day to be alive.
Great day to be alive.
I felt that. I felt like I was happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then today I just like it my way.
Over?
I like it my way.
I like it. I just don't like it when
things don't.
Doesn't go my way.
I only like it my way, which I'm going to work on. That's sort of bratty. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to acknowledge that as a problem. Ugh,
really?
Just for a minute.
Can we really change at this point?
Yeah, I can. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to be.
Don't work on it.
I'm just going to be aware that I like things my way. I'm be aware. Be aware of it. Just be aware. I'm not saying I'm changing it. I'm just going to be aware. I'm going to be aware that that is something. Mm. I have a little one who's exact same that way.
Right.
And it's annoying as fuck. So. I'm going to work on that. Just let you know. Okay?
Okay.
You're working on nothing. I'm going to think about your issues for 1 second. I just want to think if I can. No. I told you one, but I think it's actually a big positive.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think you're very rare. I think it's actually a gift. For real.
We'll see.
No, I do.
I guess it's lasted this long.
No, I think it's a gift. I think because here's the thing. If it's
a big one is running out of gas. I do it all the time.
It's not really an issue.
Mm-mm.
That's not a...
That I don't think it's a problem.
Yes, okay.
I know. I'm low again.
It's okay.
I have to go to the gas station again. You know how many times I go to the gas station?
I know, me too. But the problem's coming anyways. So are you going to stress or are you going to just not?
It is.
I think that's really the life lesson.
I think what it is the deep understanding that's what's meant to be will happen. Yeah.
I mean, you can control it a little bit. But I don't... You know what?
I mean, meant to be like... My path, like
that's who you are.
Like I had, there's like my spirit will take me. Wow, where I'm meant to go.
Well, you're just leaving your spirit. You know, I picture your spirit on like a ghost train. You know, like in a roller coaster. It's like just like a mine cart. You know, like with no handles, and you just it's almost like a laundry basket at the hotel. You
laundry
know those
basket at the hotel,
the big they push them like a trolley, and you're just on it.
But you know what I mean? Like I really do think like my favorite movies when we were younger were Sliding Doors and Serendipity, because I really, when I saw those two movies, they really spoke to me, meaning that like it could happen later. It could happen now.
Like death?
It could be anything. A breakup. It could be like, but eventually if it's happening,
it was meant to happen.
It was going to happen anyway.
You can do
you do have control because your spirit will take you there.
Oh.
But like trust that the universe is going to take you in the place that you need to go.
You have to do a little bit of things to get there. You can't just...
No, it's not that.
It's just like if it was going to happen, whether it's going to happen today or 10 years from now, it's going to happen.
But it's not just randomly happening. It's happening because of who you are. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like... Yeah, it's like you obviously...
Like you think your path was determined.
No. Not that. I think that where I go and what happens to me is meant to be happening at that time.
Got it. And there's nothing you can do to fix that.
It's not about fixing it. It's already happened. It's like in that moment it's happening. And so it's supposed to be happening right then.
Got it.
And
what gets your blood pressure boiling?
I was thinking about something recently. You know, it's funny, speaking of that, one of my sons observed that so many men that he's in cars with get road rage.
Me too.
No, I said, so does Kat. But he said, your husband doesn't.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But he said a lot of dads, he's like, it's really to watch. It's like Mark for sure. Like he gets like so mad about things in the car.
Yeah.
And I see drivers and they make a mistake. I think to myself, they didn't mean to make the mistake. They didn't want to be the difficult one. Well, unless it's you and you're butting the line. And I'm like, I know you're butting the line. You should have waited in line like everybody else.
I told you. I want it my way.
But like, so a lot of men's blood boils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm trying to think of somebody that really makes me mad.
Nothing.
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever seen my blood boil? I used to get really pissed with having four little kids.
Really?
That's when I need them to do something.
Yeah, you get mad at them for that. I see a blood boil at that. When they don't listen. You are a screamer. You get mad. That's where it's different. I don't scream. I don't get mad.
And often I have to yell because they're being so loud these days. I used to yell at them when they were younger just because I was mad. But now I have to go louder than them because they're so loud.
Yeah.
Obviously, I taught them to be loud.
What
blood's your boil? What boils your blood? bad drivers.
That's it.
Ironically.
Yeah, that's it. I would say you can't really get my blood pressure going. Like incompetent people.
Mm.
Especially when you're paying them. I don't mean like direct staff that we have, but like blood boil. It's when people, and I hate entitled people.
I don't like people that do
but they're not going to make my blood boil.
Entitled
though.
People, I'm yeah. just gonna, I don't like when people are slow, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know that too.
I don't even actually like when people talk slow.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. This is a good podcast. Holy shit. You know, I would think that I would say that what would frustrate me most about you if we were in a relationship, like if we were dating, would be that, but it doesn't frustrate me, so that's fine, is that maybe, which I'm thinking is why I probably am frustrating too, is we don't like problems and mm-hmm. we don't like conflict and mm-hmm. we don't like, we're willing to just kind of like ignore most mm-hmm. of everything. Mm-hmm. If it involves something
and
that does, needs to
I
be
know
addressed.
That annoys people. I know that annoys people.
Yeah. I would say that because it really doesn't get to us.
Yeah.
I think that's probably frustrating.
Yes.
But I think it's beautiful.
I have like one example inspired. Of how it my husband, it bothers him a lot because he hasn't said it in a while, but he always used to say like, oh, everything's fine for Natalie. Like nothing's a problem. Everything's just going to be okay. Is the one time that I smashed the Thule on the top of the car. Because I went to underground parking and watching him go through the motions of being so upset that it happened and me being like, but it's already broken. Like I can't go back and unbreak it.
That's how I feel about life.
Right. And so like, but he's like, but you need to feel, like
mad.
You need to feel mad or bad that you did it or like regretful that you forgot. Or yeah. anything. I don't feel any of those feelings because I think they're useless.
Yeah.
Because right now we have broken Thule. We can buy a new one or we can not get one. And who the fuck has a Thule in their car in the city of Toronto when you have to do underground parking? Idiot.
I know.
The Thule's off, by the way. The new Thule.
Thank God.
I know, but I kind of like knowing it was him driving around the city.
With the Thule. Put it back on.
I don't drive that motherfucker.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It is. I was just thinking in relationships because I know a lot of people could like choose someone else's ick, but I don't know if they could choose their own ick. Like what would be the ick? Just curious. Anyways. Thanks for joining us. Let us know what your ick would be.
Mm-hmm.
I go to bed too early.
Mm.
I'll be an ick. And I'm such a lightweight.
Mm.
So I'm either really fun or really boring.
Mm.
Not much in between.
Mm, but life is long.
Yeah. I don't know if that's... I'm really fun, but early. Mm. I don't want to stay up till 2 in the morning ever.
Life is long.
Ever.
But isn't it fun to think that maybe things could change?
But I want to have fun earlier.
Yeah, you could do both. Imagine.
All
night. You know those people?
Yeah, well, kind of. I want it, but I mean, if I'm going to have fun, I'm going to have fun early. I love bed. I love getting cozy, cozy, cozy.
Mm.
So good. Cozy. Oh.
That's probably what death will feel like.
Cozy?
Being in bed, yeah.
Cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.